हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे। सो हाउ टू डेवलप लविंग रिलेशनशिप, सो मेनी हिंट्स आर गिवन बाय अवर आचार्यस एंड अल्टीमेट गोल इज टू रीअवेक अवर लव फॉर कृष्णा। And if we develop love for Krishna, then automatically we love His creation, whole creation. So this is the ideal goal, topmost ideal goal. And we have seen many have attained this ideal goal, especially our Sadh Goswamis of Vrindavan, our Acharyas, Prabhupada, and His Prabhupada, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and even Vartman Acharya, many of them we have seen that they have developed their intense love for the Lord. And because they love Lord, they love everybody, whole creation. So this is the ideal topmost goal. Now, how to develop? That is stated by Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Instruction. He said, Krishnesti yasya girita manasadriyeta दीक्षास्ति चेत प्रणति भी भजंतिम ईशम शुश्रूषया भजन विघ्नम अनन्यम अन्यम निंदादि शून्यम रुदम ईप्सितम संगलभ्या। थिंक इट फिफ्थ वर्स। सो वी हैव टू गिव लव एंड टेक लव अकॉर्डिंग टू द लेवल ऑफ डिवोटी। इफ थर्ड क्लास डिवोटी कनिष्ठ अधिकारी, ऑफ कोर्स कनिष्ठ अधिकारी डिवोटीज आर वेरी रेयर एंड वेरी 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 हाईली एलिवेटेड पोजीशन देन ऑल लिविंग एंटिटी, वेरी हाईली पोजीशन, वेरी हाई पोजीशन थर्ड क्लास डिवोटीज आल्सो। सो थर्ड क्लास डिवोटीज वी शुड मेंटली ऑनर दम, mentally, and we should extend our love to them as much as they deserve or as much as it needs to love them. Same thing with second class devotee. Second class devotee means one who has taken Vaishnavi Diksha and one who honors, one who knows how to honor Vaishnavas, one who knows how to avoid the non-Vaishnavas. And those who are envious, he is upeksha, he is avoiding them. So he is interacting accordingly with them and loving them accordingly also. But the pure devotees who are non-envious of anybody, who are not unnecessarily criticized or become envious of anybody, and one who is ekantik bhakta, who is unalloyed bhakta of Krishna, who is undeviated and worshipping Krishna, one without second. He is ananya bhakta, ekantik bhakta. And he knows the complete science of Krishna consciousness. Complete. Bhajan vignam, ananyam anyam, and full knowledge. So such pure devotees, we must love him fully because we can trust him and we can purify ourselves by loving him. We can advance in Krishna consciousness by selfless love. And just like good example is Prabhupada and Sad Goswamis and all Acharya, as a matter of fact, especially Prabhupada. White people, white person, white devotees, vast cultural difference, 180 degrees. Cultural difference. But because he did not cheat them and he gave them priceless gift, matchless gift, they all put full trust in him and they selflessly started loving him. Prabhupada commanded their respect, not demand. Respect should not be demanded. Respect should be commanded. So because Prabhupada was pure, they could immediately make him the object of their love and selflessly without any doubt, without any problem, they love him the most. Even today we have seen Prabhupada disciple who cries in his loving separation. So Prabhupada was giving due love to everybody. He was loving, but more to some, less to some. Krishna also is like that. Samoham sarvabhuteshu. I am equipoise to everybody. Samoham sarvabhuteshu. Name dvesyasti na priya. Nobody is my dveshi, nobody is my beloved. But still, e bhajanti tu mam bhaktya, mai te te su chapiyam. They are in me and I am in them. I have special heart, special corner in the heart for my devotees. He is equipoised. He loves everybody. He loves. But to devotees, some special love. So, how to develop our loving relationship? It should be based on these parameters. How much higher faith, Shraddha, he has, that much high devotee he is. The more faith he has, the more elevated devotee he is. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is defining three kinds of devotees according to their level of Shraddha, faith. And Lord Chaitanya is defining three kinds of devotees on the basis of holy name. That one who chants the holy name even once is third class devotee. And one who chants the holy name constantly is second class devotee. And one, by having his audience, darshan, one can start chanting holy name. He is Vaishnava Pradhan. He is topmost Vaishnava. So these different devotees, their consciousness, Krishna consciousness is different. And according to their Krishna consciousness, we should give them our love. And that is due respect. Vaishnava song book says that sakale sanmam karito sakati deho nata jatha jatha tabito gaibo harinama sukhe aparada habe hata. So, my dear Vaishnava Thakur Gurudev, please give me the art of how I can honor a particular devotee at their level and I can give them due respect, not same respect that you give to pure devotee or third class devotee. Due respect. So this is art. How to give due respect. As much as he deserves respect, we should give him respect. As much as love he deserves, that means love we should give it to him. So this is art. Like Krishna also says, Samoham sarvabhuteshu namedvesya na priya. But, e bhajanti tu mam bhaktya, Maite te suchatya. Those who are devoted to me, I have a special corner in my heart. Everybody is equal to me. So he is also discriminating. He loves Radharani the most, more than some other gopis or sakhis or sahachari or he, Krishna, have his. Why he is loving Radharani the most? Because Radharani brings every drop of love from his heart, brings the love out, love. She brings that out. Just like you are with your mother, with your sister, with your wife, with your girlfriend. Everybody brings out love from you, not equal. Your mother brings out most of the love, then maybe wife, then maybe your sister. But your girlfriend, she brings every drop of your love, so-called love, whatever you want to call. But she brings, in her association, you are sold out. But mother, sister, wife, it's little. So, like that, we have to give due love to everyone. Who brings most of your love out of your heart, naturally you will have to love, and you will love him most. You will love him. So, we have to be very expert, but become a lover. We have to, because that is the topmost goal of our life, to reawaken our pure love for Krishna. And when we reawaken our pure love for Krishna, automatically We love his creation. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavi hastine sunicheva svapake cha panditaha samadarsina sthavar jangam dekhe na dekhe tar murti sarvatra spurayate nija ishta spurti. This is Krishna in every heart, and he gives that love to Krishna and a living entity. So how to develop loving relationship? Prabhupada says very simple, how to develop love? Let me put it in sutra form, like Vedanta Sutra. So Prabhupada says in sutra form, condense one sentence, whomever you serve, that person develop love for you. If you serve dog, dog will love you. If you serve God, God will love you. So if you want to love someone, then intensely serve that person, and that person will love you. If you want to love someone, you reach heart through their stomach. Give lots of prasada, lots of praise, new praise, lots of prasad, and gifts, dadati, pratigunati, guhyamakhyati, pruchati, bhunkte, bhujayate, chaiva, saravidhi, priti lakshanam. Priti, pray. This is how one can show his love to others. Six loving exchanges. So this is how we can develop our love. By serving, serve. By reaching their heart, stomach. By gift, by revealing mind, by hearing whatever they reveal their heart to us. By hearing, not by avoiding. By giving them prasad. So we can develop love like that. Especially if you serve devotees, they all will love you like anything. Simple formula. Newborn baby, mother serves the child every day, day in and day out, and the child loves the mother. But the same child is with mother's mother for 5 years, and mother doesn't see the child, and a granny serves the child, naturally the child will love who? Grandmother. Why? Because grandmother serves her. If grandmother, I have seen in Delhi one good example. I went to a very rich family, rich in India, rich family. 10-acre land, house right in the middle, beautiful gardens, and rich family. I don't want to name them. And every day, the newly born baby, boy, he was boy. So, mother and father, nighttime nightclubs and parties, and 2 o'clock come. And the nurse was taking, a man nurse was taking care of the baby. And baby was calling man nurse, "Mom, mommy, mommy." And hardly loved his mother or father, but with the nurse. So baby is so in tune, love, intense love. Mother, but the nurse, like that. So how to develop love? Loving relationship, sir, sir, and sir. That is how. Okay, next topic. Tapasya and heart goes together. In Krishna consciousness, they both go together. Yes. The definition of tapasya in Krishna consciousness is different than the other scriptures and persons would define. The definition of tapasya Prabhupada gives in ISKCON is voluntarily taking trouble for Krishna. Voluntarily taking trouble, even though you don't like, even though it is going to be painful, but because Krishna likes, you're going to do it. Because Prabhupada likes, you're going to do it. That is called tapasya in Krishna consciousness. And actually that is the real definition of tapasya. Why? Because tap has to be meant for pleasing Krishna. Yat karosi, yadasnasi, yajuhosi, dadasi yat, yat tapasyasi, kaunteya, yat tapasyasi, kaunteya, tat kurusvamadarpanam. You should perform tapasya for me, Krishna says. The tapasya, result of tapasya, you should give it to me. The tapasya is performed to please me. Yat tapasya sikanteya, तत् कुरुष्व मदर्पणम् ऑफर दैट ऑन टू मी यज्ञ दान तपश्चैव न त्याज्यम् एव च पवित्राणि मानुषिणाम्। यज्ञ दान तप इज प्योरिफाइंग द ह्यूमन बीइंग्स एंड तपस्या मीन्स टू प्लीज कृष्णा। तपस्या मीन्स द रिजल्ट ऑफ तपस्या मस्ट बी ऑफर टू कृष्ण। यद तपस्या सिखाते या तत् कुरुष्व मदर्पणम् विच यू ऑफर दैट टू कृष्ण। सो दैट इज तपस्या एंड हार्ट। द होल प्रोसेस ऑफ भक्ति योगा इज डीलिंग विथ ओनली हार्ट नॉट माइंड नॉट एनी अदर सेंसेस। भक्ति इज टचिंग एज मच एज इट टचेज द हार्ट। भक्ति अदर वर्ड फॉर भक्ति इज प्रेम लव एंड लव इज रिलेटेड टू हार्ट मोर देन एनीथिंग एल्स माइंड सेंसेस और तपस्या और एनीथिंग। अवर टॉप मोस्ट गोल ऑफ अवर लाइफ इज टू रीअवेकन अवर प्योर लव फॉर कृष्ण। सो दैट प्योर लव ऑफ कृष्ण मीन्स चेत दर्पण मार्जिनम। वी हैव टू क्लींस अवर हार्ट। सो दिस लव इज रिलेटेड टू हार्ट मोर देन माइंड मोर देन सेंसेस मोर देन एनीथिंग एल्स। सो तपस्या एंड हार्ट गोज टूगेदर इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस। बोथ गो टूगेदर। वेल स्ट्रेन फॉर कृष्ण देन हार्ट विल मेल्ट। इफ यू डोंट स्ट्रेन फॉर कृष्ण इट विल बी आयरन हार्ट। थर्ड चैप्टर स्टील हार्ट। हार्ट विल ओनली मेल्ट इफ यू परफॉर्म तपस्या फॉर कृष्ण। अदरवाइज जस्ट पुट इट इन टू द न्यूट्रल गियर विल नॉट वर्क। वी हैव टू डू तपस्या फॉर कृष्ण देन कृष्णज हार्ट विल ऑल्सो मेल्ट। इफ यू वॉलंटरी टेक ट्रबल फॉर कृष्ण इफ आई टेक वॉलंटरी ट्रबल फॉर यू वट एवर इट मे बी लेट्स से आई वॉन्ट टू डू तपस्या फॉर समबडी ही इज सिक एंड I serve him day in and day out and timely everything, medicine, prasad and bathing and everything, timely I serve him. Definitely that person will love me. His heart will definitely melt. So this is necessary. Serving is where everything is at. Serve. We have to serve devotees. We have to serve Krishna. Not just one. Or not just another, both. We have to serve. That's the secret of success, serving. And that's why Prabhupada time, our time, there was Jayom prayer, Jayom Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivajakacharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai. So in that Jayom prayer, there was one more prayer, and that is service and surrender ki. Service and surrender ki?
Yes.
We should bring this back. We should include in Ljubljana temple, in Jayom prayers. Service and surrender ki?
Yes.
Service and surrender both. That will melt Krishna's heart. That will melt Prabhupada's heart. That will melt everybody's heart. If we serve and surrender. Krishna was appointed as a president of the Rasuya sacrifice by Yudhishthira Maharaj. There were so many demigods, so many exalted rishis, munis, demigods, everybody was there. And Krishna was chosen to be the president, chief guest. He was chosen to be worshipped first. Just think about it. Yudhishthira Maharaj was the king of a whole planet. And Krishna was chosen, except one, Sisupal. Everybody agreed, yes, Krishna. He is a president, he is a residing deity, he is most worshipable in the yajna. And Krishna, who is worshipped in the Rasya yajna, is picking up the jutan, you know, it's like a dirty plates. After they ate, they all ate, he is just picking up the plates and all that is mopping and cleaning. And serving. Krishna is serving his devotees, specially. Lord Chaitanya, when Haridas Thakur passed away, he personally begged prasadam and a feast. Personally begged. And then personally he served the prasadam 3 times more than anybody can eat. He personally served. So this is Prabhupada personally served. For marriage he cooked feast. He performed the marriage. Sunday feast he personally cooked. He personally cooked Hare Krishna bullets. And simply wonderful. Simply wonderful. Anybody knows simply wonderful? He personally did. So, serving. If you serve, there is no choice but the person will love you. There is no choice. So, serving will melt the heart. That is tapasya. Serving. If we don't like to serve, will we serve? That is tapasya. Heart is not like physical heart that is pumping. Also means that. But heart means love. And heart is the representation of love. Because heart is the most important organ within the body. And if it doesn't function properly, body is finished. So it is the most. Everybody loves the heart more than they can love ear or nose or leg or hand. Because heart is pumping 60, 70, 100 years. Restlessly pumping, serving body. So, what is heart in devotional service? Means love. Heart means love. And heart is a representation of love. It's not that heart is producing love. Heart doesn't produce anything. But our consciousness, a simple dead body has a heart, same heart. But the consciousness is gone. Spirit soul is gone, that same heart will not produce any love. Neither the wife will love dead body of husband, or neither the husband will love the dead body of a wife after 5 days, 10 days. Dead body, husband, beloved, lover, whoever it may be, after 10 days, that same heart is there, but the love was produced by heart, or a consciousness, or a soul, or a spirit. Where was the love? So, my husband is gone. Means, my love is gone. Love is not here in this heart or body. So, heart means love. That's what that term is in Bhakti Yoga. In spiritual life, heart means love. Chetana. It's a consciousness developed in Krishna consciousness, topmost consciousness, developing to Krishna consciousness. And that's where the love is being produced from Chaitanya. Love is not produced in this material heart. It's a spiritual thing. Okay, creating Vaishnava community and nature. It's a very nice idea, but nowadays it is very difficult. I was telling Ananta Prabhu in the restaurant that if the milk is available in the market, why keep a cow? Simple. It is available in the market and I give 2-3 euro and I get a gallon of milk. That way I don't have to worry about cow dung and milking, feeding and grazing. So much headache, you know. Yogurt is available, butter is available. Why keep a cow? So now, this day and time, the world has evolved to the point where everything is profusely available. Even dollars and euros, profusely available. Very easily available. And if it is not available, then government will give you welfare. Okay, you can eat. You can have clothing, you can have apartment, basic necessity. Who would like to work with a shovel and behind the ox, every get tired and so much, you know, perspiration, and in the night you just finish dead, you are sleeping sound. Who wants to work? Government is also killing the varnasram and nature and working with the nature. If government is not giving money, and if it was a hard way to get the grains and milk and vegetables. It was not available by supermarket and hypermarkets, and you go earn money easily. And if you don't earn money, then government says, okay, we'll give you. Who will work? Who like to work? Even the farmer nowadays doesn't work. I'm not against varnashram, or I'm not against working with nature. That is the way. But nowadays, if they start bombarding whole world, yes, we go underground to the shelter, bomb shelter, caves, whatever, and we are protected and then come out. That time varnashram will be automatically in place. Has to be. It is Krishna's design system, and that's how society can be happy. But if they have bring whole world to the point where nobody needs to work very hard, they have to be under pressure all the time, tension, depression and pressure, and they have created pressure, artificial. So when euro is available very easily, and when milk is available very easily, who wants to keep a cow? Doesn't make sense. So this is the time. But like I have seen perfect varnashram in my life, in childhood, when I was childlike. Every farmer goes with his bulls. My father had 10 auction, or maybe 12 auction something, 100 acre land. And every day, management, see, he was a manager more than a farmer, or he was managing the servants. But every day, the ox went out, and the plow went out, and grains came, and milk, cows, and buffalo. They used to keep buffalo those days also. Anyway, coming back to the point, perfect varnashram. And life was blissful, and love was flowing left and right from one home to another home, one house to another heart, one heart to another, and nice society, beautiful society. And Vedic style marriages, Vedic style festivals, Janmashtami, Ram Navami, and Brahmins, they have their own part in the village. Four part: Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra. No mixture. And even today my village has four parts. Dwindling very fast. It is because nobody is supporting Brahman. Nobody is supporting Brahmins now. So Brahman has to go and work, become Sudra. There were not big cities. Everything was farming. The Kheti Pradhan Desh means the whole country was main production, main factories, main production was Kheti. Kheti means farming. That was the main production. No factories. Hardly any factory. That also I have seen. Bartender system. You put grain here, wheat or rice or whatever grains, and that much you will get fruits or sabji or clothing or whatever you need. Because grains were the production. We were producing grain. But now grain is tractors and finish and everything. Who wants to work with bull? 100% of the ox and bulls has to go to the slaughterhouses. And how many are you going to protect? And how are you going to protect? My village have not a single auction. When I was this age, ocean of auction, thousands and thousands of auction. There was no tractor. But now there is absolutely not a single auction or single cow. The farms remain same, farming is happening, but cultivation by tractors, and everybody on tractors, and everybody have a car. That's another maniac. Never heard of a car. They don't need a car. Prabhupada says, your business is just next to your house, farming, and you don't need a car. But small little village, everybody has a car. My nephew, we have 125 acre land, and my nephew keeps two John Deere tractors. Two tractors. No cow, no buffalo, no ox, and a car on top. Now I talk to them about this varnashram, nature, and creating Vaishnava community in nature. Every house has a TV. Not even radio, TV. and they have, for water they have a RO system and freeze. Every house has a freeze. Never was a freeze in town. Never was a freeze. And they were churning butter, and but now butter has to come from market. After this hand churning, they bought the electric machine to churn. And then that is also gone. Why? Because the butter is available on the shelf, milk is available on the shelf. Why keep a cow? And why churn? The flour was made by the hand. And pieces were made by the, you know, pieces were made. So this is Varnasram. Now we want to put it back onto the place and our well. Water, no machine, no waterworks, no pump, no nothing. You just draw the water from the well, and every day the ladies, they would carry two pots and fill up bathing water and drinking and cooking water. And ladies would clean the cow's shed and oxen shed and take the cow dung into dump and cooking on wood. And but now you have government giving you money, gas, and now whole India just is so amazing to me, so amazing. Before we were using fuel, like, you know, those small stick of cotton they were producing, or whatever they're producing in the field, that was the fuel. But now every house has cylinder and electric stove and a gas stove from Middle East. Every house in India, where we can talk about creating Vaishnava committee around the nature. That's why we are not successful in our Varnasram system. Because everything is available out there and government on top gives money. Nobody wants to work. Because everything is available out there. If you have no choice, no choice, no grains other than producing, no milk other than keeping cows, and no money other than the agriculture income, then we can very beautifully, naturally, we don't have to even force people into practicing Varnasram and tilting and keeping cow. Naturally they will have to do this. But now it's very difficult. If they have no choice of any kind but to get grains from the field, no choice of another milk than getting from your own cow or neighbor's cow, no choice of butter except you produce your own butter, otherwise it is expensive, very expensive, and you don't have money to buy that expensive butter, you will have to do. No choice than having your own flour from the grains, you don't have any choice. Then Varnasram will work automatically, automatically. But nowadays, I don't know. I mean, this is my observation. Other devotees may have fantastic, nice idea. This Bhakti Raghav Maharaj is pushing Varnasram. Very good, should be. But milk is available in the market, why keep a cow? That's a philosophy now. Anyway, any another addition, subtraction, question? It is good, but now who is practicing? Who will practice? Who will practice? Because it's readily available. And government on top gives facility. If you don't have money, then please take welfare and go buy that milk from the self. And go buy atta, or everything is at fingertip. The time is such that it will not allow to have successful community like that. So, not to find fault with system, the nature, working with nature is the very, very, you know, Prabhupada says simple living and high thinking, 1 acre land and a cow and beautiful life, peaceful, blissful life, but where is that person? That time, the economy was based on farming and cows. Dhanyena dhanavan, gauena dhanavan. Cows and grains were the euro. That was the exchange for anything you would like. The cows and grains. That was the wealth. Not knots, euro. And so if it can go to that extent, and how many people will go to that extent? that we have to find. Like that same, milk is available in the market very easily, why keep a cow? That philosophy, everybody. And that's why everybody's muscles are pretty much dwindling. They have to eat big bottle of vitamins artificially, you know, leaped and then, you know, artificial, all artificial. I'm praying that, yes, let's have an ideal farm community, at least one place in the world, but very difficult. Why? Because of the modern age and structure of government and everything. Money is available and everything is available at fingertips. Why go work hard? In the farming, you need servant to work with the auction and tractors and with the plants, and you need some servants. They all go to factories and ITs and everything else but farming. And they find cheap money. If you want some worker to work around the house also, very difficult. They all going to the factories and ITs and schools and colleges and becoming brain, and then they go to America, they come here also, they come everywhere else, and very little money in farming. One thing is very little money in farming, no rain or nature, and then you very little sense gratification in farming, and no holiday. That's true, no holiday. They are saying, I just said a half saying, but I'll tell you the full saying, which is applicable in this Western world. They say, if the milk is available in the market, why keep a cow? And if wife is available, or girlfriend, girl available on the market, why keep a wife? That's what they say. Why keep a wife? This is the time. So let's wait until that point comes where, you know, nothing else but we have to depend on only nature. And that time automatically Varnasram will be in place, and if we can preach and if we can start, then it will go fire, wildfire. But right now looks to me very difficult. So I'm sorry, but I don't want to discourage all of you. So all blessings, but this is my scrutinization. I don't want to discourage them. This is Krishna's system. Prabhupada says my other half is Varnasram. My other preaching, half preaching is Varnasram. So that is true, but nowadays it doesn't look practical to me because of the whole structure of the world. Okay, so Prabhupada, I'll give mic to her and she will talk all about mine, her interaction with Prabhupada. It will be nice.
Hare Krishna.
We was in St. Louis in 1970. He was there in 1968 and met a devotee on Harinam. He was on other side and Harinam was going other side. So he crossed the road and met the devotees, and he was a student. So he gave some donation to the devotees, and devotee gave him a Krishna book. So he had the Krishna book, and they gave him an address for their center. Unfortunately, he was living near the center, walking distance, but he didn't know. So then he started going to the preaching center, and I was in India, and I didn't want to come to America. So I was telling him, you finish your study and come back. And then he started writing me that there is a Tulsi Maharani here, and there is a preaching center here, Krishna here, so maybe you should come. I was living in Gujarat. Then first I thought maybe he's just writing, and then he write 2-3 times, then I thought maybe there is a Krishna there, because I used to love Krishna so much, so I didn't want to come to West. And then I came in 1972, and then we used to go to the center for Sunday feast, and then we moved from St. Louis to Toronto in end of December 72. I went to the center and I saw Tulsi Maharani. I was so happy that, oh, in the West there is a Tulsi. And then I saw the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's picture, Pancha Tattva. I think dancing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. And I didn't know. So I was thinking, only Krishna is beautiful. But this person is beautiful too. How come? Like I was thinking like that. And then one devotee explained me that he is Krishna too. And then I was happy. And I used to go to his town. He had a guru before. And they had Sadbhu Swarup of Chaitanya. And they used to have Harinam 24 hours. But I didn't know that was Chaitanya Sadbhu Swarup. Only Prabhupada told us. And then we moved to Toronto in December 72. And for 1 year we didn't know where the temple was in Toronto because it was in a small house. So he was missing. And then one day his friend, he says, I'm going to take you to the temple. And he says, I don't want to go. He thought maybe somebody's going to Parisad or something. So he take him there and then he saw it was a Prabhupada temple. And then he was so happy that I found the center again. Then we start going every Sunday and start taking part. And then President used to know us, so he will call us if you don't go. Why you didn't come? So we will go and do some cut-up for Sunday feast. And then he told us in 75 that Prabhupada is coming.
Till that time you never met Prabhupada?
No.
75.
We hear about Prabhupada. Yeah. And then 75 he said, now Prabhupada is coming. So we were so eager to see him. So he called us, I think it was Thursday, and he says, please come to see Prabhupada. And then I was in my 3 days, so I told Prabhuji, maybe I'll go on Sunday, because Prabhupada was supposed to stay. And he was working, and we were living like 32 miles away. So he says, maybe Friday night we will go, or I will go. And then Friday morning, Vishwakarma called, and he says, too bad Prabhupada left. He says it was emergency, so he went to Detroit. And we both feel so bad that we should have gone Thursday night to see him. And then 76 Prabhupada came again, and this time we both decided it doesn't matter what. And then I went to the temple, then Vishwakarma said, why you didn't came? And then I told him because I was in my 3 days. He said, you can see Guru Maharaj and you can see Krishna too. You should not, because I was from India, so I didn't know. And I thought, oh, I wish I knew, so I would come. I said, next time I'm not going to miss. So 76, we find out Prabhupada is coming. So I made a garland for Prabhupada from my roses. It was like a yellow and pink, smelly roses. It was nice. But it was small because I wanted to make it only from my garden. So we went to the airport to see Prabhupada and we received him there. And when we rushed back to the temple, that when he comes there, we can greet him. So when Prabhupada came in 75, he told the devotee that I want to have a... He saw a church, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, if this church comes on sale, please buy it. And after Prabhupada left, the church came on sale, the same. Then devotee tried to buy it. And they asked Prabhuji that, how much you can give for the... And
Prabhupada said, no.
No, the devotees. Yeah. Prabhupada was not there. Yeah. Prabhupada was in India. So he just gave a blank check to the devotee. He said, fill up whatever you like. We didn't have that much money, but he just gave. And they fill up $5,000 that time. So we was paying from the card and somehow other we paid, you know. But it was good. We helped in Krishna's temple. And then Prabhupada came in 76. He came to that church. And the church has a two-door. And then Prabhupada came out of the car and then he met like this. So Prabhuji wanted to offer garland because there were so many sannyasis and devotee was with Prabhupada. So Prabhuji went this way, the other door, so he can meet Prabhupada in front. So he met Prabhupada in front and then tried to offer him garland. And all the sannyasis and everybody says, not now, not now. They was pushing him and Prabhupada went like this, stop, let him offer the garland. So then he offered the garland. And then he started paying obeisances right there. And everybody said, not here, not here, go away. And Prabhupada said, no, let him pay. And then Prabhupada left, lift up his right foot and put it on his head. I think that changed everything here. That was the first meeting. I think Prabhupada is very merciful. When I see him coming out of the car, I say, he is my spiritual master. Because he looks so humble and nice. And father kind of. And then he went have a darshan of Gonitai, Radha Gopinath and Jagannath, took Charanamrita. And then he sit down on the Vyasasan. And then he started taking out all the garland. And I thought, oh no, now he's going to take out my garland in a few minutes. And then he took out all the garland and he left mine on. To just, you know, he knew my heart, I guess. And then he used to give cookie every day to the women and the kids. So that way we can go near him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, Vishwakarma was brahmacharyan, he was just won't let ladies go near. He may want to touch his feet and he says, go away, go away. So it was hard. But Prabhupada was so merciful. And then one day they invite us at Prabhupada, where Prabhupada went. And the house was, living room was small.
Very small.
This, from here to here, huh?
Say, 1/4 of this room.
And then Prabhupada was sitting on the couch. And Prabhupada went like this. Who joined after I came in 75? 75, he didn't even stay longer, maybe one day. And then everybody said his name, Manohar Patel, Manohar Patel. And then Prabhupada was looking for him, who is Manohar Patel? And he was outside because there was no room to come in. So everybody kind of gave him a room. So he came near the door and he has a Harinam chadar on, and tilak and everything. And Prabhupada looked at him.
Dhoti kurta.
Yeah, dhoti kurta and everything. So Prabhupada, and I think shaved head too. So Prabhupada saw from distance and he says, he's already joined, he's joined. Who has joined? And then he came and sit near the Prabhupada because everybody gave him a room. And Prabhupada says, why everybody's not joining? Why everybody's not joining? And then everybody answered different. And then Prabhupada says, Prabhupada, because they are Mayavadi, impersonalists, that's why they are not joining. Prabhupada went like this, laughing and laughing. And then Prabhupada says, see, he is a personalist. He made a joke with him. So he is a personalist. And then he asked him and the other devotee, how come all this Indian not coming forward? You should preach. He asked him, what are you doing for a living? And he says, I'm an engineer. And Prabhupada says, there is so many engineers and so many doctors. Why don't you become a preacher and preach all these Indians, 70,000? I want you to become preacher. So next day Prabhupada went to the job and resigned. Because he said Prabhupada says,
resignation next day. So certificate, master degree certificate, I just threw it in the out of window.
He says if I keep it then I will work again. So he just threw it. And Prabhupada, that same house, they give Prabhupada something to eat. And there was lots of fruits. And there was one fruit that was not cut. And Prabhupada started taking that one. And he says, bring me the knife. And we all feel so bad that we are all here and Prabhupada is asking for a knife to cut it himself. And we says, Prabhupada, we can do it. He said, I have a two hand. And then he peeled the fruit and he cut. We all feel so bad. I think he was teaching us that spiritual master and Krishna, we should offer the fruit. It's cut, already cut, not like a whole.
Can I ask, did you
think
when he resigned from the job?
I didn't even ask him. I said, Prabhupada says it should be okay. And I keep on working. I was working. So I thought maybe I'll just keep on working and let him serve Krishna, then I'll get some pious credit to buy. So I didn't bother. I was happy that he was becoming more Krishna conscious. He had some friend coming to our house for a program. They will come and take prasad and leave. You know? And the president says, call them at the temple, all your friends, to have a program. Nobody came. Then he stopped at home too. He says, they are not interested. They are just coming for social. And the all friends are telling me, why are you letting me go to the temple? Just keep at home, keep at home. I say, you stay home. We are going. So we used to go Friday night and coming back Sunday night, every Friday, staying at the temple. And it was very nice associating with the devotees. Before I used to only go and see Krishna and not associating with the devotees. And then Prabhupada said, no, you should associate with devotees. Once I start associating with the devotee, I just see Krishna and then I run. And I said, that is not nice to actually do both. And then he went to the morning walk, Prabhupada. Ladies was not allowed because it was a brahmachari temple. I was feeling bad. But he went. We used to decorate his vyasasan. When he used to come from the walk, he will sit on the outside the church and give class there. Yeah, Vyasasana and sit there. So he went for a walk and he asked Prabhupada, I have already Guru Prabhupada, who is a Gaudiya Vaishnava. Should I take Diksha again? And Prabhupada says, who is your Guru? Like he just take like this. And he says, who is your Guru? And he says, Rasa Bihari. And he says, from where? And Prabhupada says, Vrindavan. He said, I know him, Prabhupada. He's from Vrindavan. He says, he keeps woman servant. We didn't know, but Prabhupada knew. So he asked his mother, and his mother said, yeah, he keeps woman servant. So Prabhupada indirectly told him that he should take diksha from him.
When happened that? When took diksha?
77.
But this was 76.
I was on a list for two initiations one time in 76.
After he talked to Prabhupada?
Yeah.
In few days.
But my mother was visiting and I heard this Gaudiya Vaishnava Guru, so she didn't let me take it.
She said because you can't have two fathers, I don't know, it was her philosophy. So I told him, your mother is telling you no, let me take. I want to take it from Prabhupada. And he said, we'll take it together. And then after Prabhupada went, I was praying to him so hard. So I think Vishwakarma wrote letter to Prabhupada and then he sent us name and everything because he was sick.
So you had children that time already?
Yeah, I had one daughter. And they married us again in the temple. One time.
when we take a diksha?
I had a daughter. My daughter was in our wedding.
When they give diksha, they marry you again. And she says, why don't you change my name too? Because she didn't find out our name changed. Then one devotee, her name was Preeti, so devotee said, okay, from tomorrow you are Jugal Preeti. So her name is now Jugal
Preeti. How old was she then?
She was 5 years.
5 years?
But she used to get cookie from Prabhupada every day.
Oh. We had Bhagavatam class from Prabhupada, Sunday feast class.
And the same house, Prabhupada sit down, and everybody was touching his feet. And then when Prabhupada came next time, I was again in my 3 days. So I was staying away because I was praying to Prabhupada that all living entities are so fortunate except me. I cannot touch your feet. And then one devotee, as soon as I pray like that, one devotee puts me in the line and she said, I don't want to hear anything, you're coming. Then I went and touched his feet.
Yeah.
And that was the only chance I had, I guess.
And then we were in New York.
Yeah, then he went to, I didn't went, he went to New York Rath Yatra. Maybe you can say about it.
You can say.
I was not there.
I heard the story.
Yeah, in New York Rath Yatra, there were so many devotees was there.
This was 76?
76.
Six.
Yeah. After he left from
Rath Yatra. First Rath Yatra, New York.
First
Rath Yatra. So there were beautiful three carts, Murali Krishna and Jayananda Prabhu built those carts. The whole Rath Yatra began. Maybe about 18th street or so. So halfway when Rath Yatra came, then Prabhupada came in a big, nice, beautiful, expensive car and with bodyguard, devotees.
Varnashram.
Yeah, Varnashram. And because Prabhupada was targeted by Christian people, Lady Subhadra's cart had a deck underneath. This is the cart and underneath was a deck where Prabhupada Vyasasana was. So that is because, you know, somebody can suit him. That's why he was underneath. So Prabhupada came, get out the car, and bodyguards, and Prabhupada came in the front of Lady Subhadra's car, started dancing, and everybody went wild, like, you know, like a big waves in the ocean, you know, like the people, devotees dance. So policemen came, three policemen, and he said, can you make this old man sit down? This whole thing is going wild and we can't control. So please make this old man sit down. So then they had no choice but, you know, tell Prabhupada that policeman is asking him to sit down because so much. And there were a flood of people in front and flood of people in the back. Only heads you can see. Fifth Avenue is like a very wide street, you know, like three lanes, six total lanes for cars, and then footpath wide, and then so it's very, you know, very big street. It was first Rath Yatra. It was very first Rath Yatra. So then Prabhupada came in and sat down, and the right beside Prabhupada had a, you know, protester, Christian, this is the way, this and that, you know, they were protesting. So Prabhupada came and then cart came all the way to Tompkinton Square Gardens where he gave a lecture. Big huge stage, a flood of people, very many. Whole city was wild, going wild. Big So I had a Prabhupada association on that yatra. Then I used to go for his Bhagavatam class to New York Temple. New York Temple was on off Fifth Avenue, big high-rise building.
Oh, skyscraper.
Yeah, skyscraper. Yeah. Very big, used. And Prabhupada used to sit on top, rooftop, and he used to give private classes to devotees. And then Srimad Bhagavatam downstairs, Guru Puja, and Radha Govinda. Very, you know, big mass of devotees came from all over for Rath Yatra. So,
even my daughter went and she was calling me because I didn't went. She said, my shoes broke because so many people when I was pulling the car. She said, everybody's shoes was breaking. Must be so many people.
Because every square inch was people. There was, you know, so back. And back and forth. Back also, front also. Only you see is nothing but people.
Like Jagannath Puri.
Like Jagannath Puri.
Jagannath Puri, exactly. Even from the windows of the skyscrapers, they were all seeing first Rath Yatra of New York.
When Prabhupada was in Toronto, one devotee wanted to see him. And he asked Vishwakarma that I want to see Prabhupada. And he says, Prabhupada doesn't have time. So that devotee put a note and threw it under his door, under Prabhupada's door. That I want to badly see you, but your president is telling me no. So Prabhupada called Vishwakarma. He says, how can you say no to this person who is writing me? And he says, Prabhupada, you don't have time, so I don't want you to get disturbed. He said, this poor living entity wants to see me, and how can you stop? He says, call him. And Vishwakarma said, he went to work, Prabhupada. He said, if he wants to see me, he will come from work. And that person came from work and see Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was finding time for everybody.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.